It is time for Kaleidoscope on KDOM. Today we get to talk Cottonwood County 4-H. Crystal Reith is with us. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Happy New Year.
You too.
So here we are shifting gears. It's time to look to 2026.
Yeah, we have activities planned throughout the whole entire year, so ready to roll.
You never slow down. Middle of winter, it doesn't matter. There's still a million things going on.
Yeah, that's what we do because we want everybody to have an opportunity to join us and learn with us and have fun with us.
And this is a great time for people to join.
It is. We're still gearing up for everything for this summer when we let loose and have a million things going on. So we're building up steam again.
Very good. I saw the newsletter that kind of summarized
2025. Oh, yes, our end of the year, yes.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
It was a busy year.
It was a good year. It was a really good year. We had some very different programming happening along with our standard typical programs. So it was a good year.
But you're also always adding new things. You know, you've got the old favorites that everybody loves, but it seems like every year there's new things added, too.
Yep, we find new different things, and then we want to incorporate them. Just the other day, we learned about krumkaka and pizzelles, and the kids got to make them. It's something that we want to pull in because I feel that traditions may be losing out in the upcoming generation because they just don't know about them or know how to make them. So we did a class on them and we learned all about them and they got to eat their sweet treat at the end. So we find something new like that and something kind of different, and we'll try to find some way that we can offer a class on it and teach kids how to do it.
Very good. It's what makes 4-H so valuable and why it's so important for kids to be involved.
Right. It's a safe space for kids to come and learn and just experience something, because if they have never been exposed to something like this, how do they know that it's what they want to do or what they want to experience? And it's a great learning place.
Very good. So, January, do you have anything going on?
A few things. So we start off right away. As kids go back to school on the 5th, we have Egg in the Classroom with Red Rock Central. This month, we're going to be learning about water, and the kids will get to go on an incredible journey as a water droplet, and then they'll figure out where water all goes.
Ooh.
Yes. That night, we're also going to start off with our shooting sports. So that's at the Wyndham Arena at 7 o'clock up in that upper room. So we have certified coaches that will teach youth how to handle firearms safely, and then they get to practice them at the arena with the coaches. So if kids want to participate in that, they do need to let us know, because there is an acknowledgement form that the parent needs to sign off on. And we do charge $20 to participate in shooting sports, and that's to cover rental and equipment upkeep. So if you're interested in shooting sports, give our office a call at 831-4022. With shooting sports, we meet the first and third Monday of each month in the wintertime to work on rifle and archery. The 6th, we have a round of Lego robotics with 4th grade now in Mountain Lake. We are switching our Legos from 3rd grade to 4th grade at the start of the year. Then on the 8th, we'll be in Westbrook Walnut Grove for Lego robotics, as well as Egg in the Classroom at Westbrook Walnut Grove. The 10th, we have our Cloverbud gathering at my office here just north of town from 10 until 11:30. That's open to all youth in grades kindergarten through 1 year, third grade. Each month we learn about something that is tied to agriculture. January, our theme is going to be peanuts. So we're going to learn about how they're grown, what they can be used in, and then we're also going to be making some peanut snacks and possibly playing a different game with peanuts as well. So if anybody's interested in coming to that, it is free. Again, families that participate get to leave with a book that is related to the topic as well. On the 13th, we have Lego robotics with our Westbrook Homeschool Connect group. On the 18th, we have an ice skating party, and that is at the Wyndham Arena from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. Wyndham Workers, Dale Diggers, 4-H Club, and Speedway Builders out of Watonwan County hosts that. So that's open to youth in Cottonwood County and Watonwan County to participate in. Our office is closed on the 19th. That evening, though, we do have shooting sports at the Wyndham Arena at 7 o'clock. So again, if you would like to participate in that, please RSVP. On the 25th, camp counselor applications are due. So we're already talking summer because for our regional camp, which is at 12 counties, we have camp out at Lake Chautauqua, and then we ask our older youth in grades 9 and above to serve as camp counselors for our younger youth that participate there. So if you're interested in being a camp counselor, applications are available through the office, and they're due the 25th. On the 26th, we have Egg in the Classroom with Mountain Lake Christian. We also have Wyndham 4th Grade Lego Robotics that day. Then on the 26th, we also have Ambassadors, which is our youth in grades 6 through 13 at the Extension office. That'll be from 3 until 7. We're still working on cutting and tying fleece blankets for our nursing home care packages. We're getting so close to being done.
How many? Any idea?
So we have 140 total that we need to do, and I believe we're down to 29.
Wow.
So okay. We're getting there. That's we're getting
a
so close.
Big project.
It is. It's not one of their favorite projects why we cut and tie, but they enjoy it when we get to deliver them. They enjoy that connection with those that are in the nursing homes, but we just got to get there. It'll be worth it in the end.
Definitely.
And then that same evening on the 26th, we have Federation at the Extension office at 7 o'clock. At the Federation meeting, we will be talking about County Fair. We're going to be discussing the days leading up to County Fair for general entry and livestock interviews and then livestock arrival. So we will discuss that at that meeting. We will also have a presentation from the group that went to Puerto Rico in November for a cultural immersion experience. So that'll be in addition to all the other things that we do at Federation when we meet. The 29th, we have Wyndham 4th Grade Lego Robotics, and then we round out the month on the 30th with 4th Grade Lego Robotics at Red Rock Central.
So not much going on.
Right. Yeah. We'll just breeze through that month.
So do kids, I want to go back to the camp counselors. It's a whole different experience when
it
you
is.
Go as a kid versus go as a counselor.
Yes. So our camp is set up in that it is open to kids in grades 3 through 6. And then the camp counselors are 9th and above. But they get that experience of working with the younger kids. So they serve as kind of their leader for that time when they're out there. We have them go rotate in groups with the kids. They get to do activities with the kids. They get to come up with different things that they get to lead as well. So they get that leadership role. They get to partake in campfire as well, leading that. They get to lead the skits. They sing songs with the kids. So all those different fun camp activities, they get to serve as that leader for that camp.
And it's another example of the leadership skills that you learn that you don't really even realize you're learning them.
Right, right. And camp is a totally different setting than in a classroom. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of kids. So it is a really great leadership opportunity for kids that are in the high school age group.
All right. Anything else we need to mention today?
Just if anybody has any questions or wants to know more about 4-H, they can give us a call at 831-4022. They can stop off at our office at North 71 Building, or they can send me an email at mohrh002@umn.edu, or they can check us out on Facebook, too, at Cottonwood County 4-H.
Very good. Crystal, thank you for
thank
coming
you.
In today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the coverage for the year and always, so thank you so much.
Absolutely. That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.